players have done very well so far, but that's all it is, and we look to continue that. We've got another big game coming, and that's what our focus is.
You've kept this mentality throughout, ever since minute one when you came in. We're going to go 1 week, one game at a time. I suppose it's logical, isn't it, that you wouldn't suddenly abandon that and start thinking about next year?
It's not about logic. It's not about any of that. It's just a belief. It's a real belief in how you should go about your business, in my opinion, and how I think it's appropriate for the staff and the players to go about our business as a group and as a collective. So, therefore, that's what we look at.
Is this weekend any different at all in that you could have achieved something by full-time?
No, not in my eyes. It's the focus is on the game. Good side in Middlesbrough coming. Probably a surprise they've had their ups and downs as they have done. I think they've put three wins together. So, you know, obviously a stern test. And it just shows the madness of the Championship, how they've put three wins together and they've suddenly got an outside chance of the playoffs. And yet they'd won one of the previous 12, I think. So they've won 4 and 15. So it depends how you spin it. But our focus is on that challenge, and it's sure to be a challenge, so that remains our focus. Anything else will, as I always say, you get your performance level right, you get the result right, and you're a magnet to what good comes after that.
Is there a danger that people outside of your group, supporters, for example, almost take for granted that you'll beat Middlesbrough and that you'll put another 3 points on the board this weekend?
It's not a danger to me or the team, but it might be a danger from the outside looking in.
Will that change the atmosphere, do you think? Are you expecting anything different from Turf Moor at the weekend, given the situation and where you are and how close you potentially are?
No, I'm just expecting the full backing of the people of Burnley like we have had, you know, and the other night at Barnsley was exceptional, I thought, throughout the game. And, you know, we know it's a weapon. We know that positive backing is something that I've spoken about it ever since I've been here, and I've always said it's an easy thing to question and to ponder and to question the players and moan and groan. It's not so easy when you have to stand by them, even if there are some ups and downs. And I must say, I think the fans have been terrific with that. I think they have stood by us for any challenges we've had. Of course, we've made sure there aren't too many go against us, but they've been terrific. And the other night was absolutely outstanding. It was a joy to be part of with the fans. And we look for that to continue at home, of course.
How unusual is it to have a group of supporters, you know, so many people kind of united in a positive way without the dissenting voices?
Well, I think it's taken time to evolve, and I think it is so far this season, but whatever comes next, then it's important that there's a learning curve within that, and that is that positivity. The players meet the fans meet the players, and that link and that join between that is a powerful force. And of course, I'm not naive. It has to be galvanised with good performances and wins. Everyone wants a win. But if there's any challenges there or there are around the corner, then it's an invaluable thing to have the people behind you. I'm convinced of that.
Has it worked both ways, do you think? The support brings a lift in the players, brings better performance, brings better
Absolutely,
support?
Absolutely. It's not rocket science, you know. I always say to fans when they speak to me in person about supporters, good, bad, ups and downs of supporters, is if you were sitting at work and someone came and gave you a stick every day, I can guarantee your performance would go downhill. Guarantee it. Whereas if someone was praising you and being positive what you do, I bet you any money that you start developing and learning. So it's not as black and white as that. We know that. It's an emotional sport, watching football, and whether the game is emotional, but watching it, being a supporter, the ups and downs, the ins and outs. But it is, if you speak to psychologists, it's not rocket science, as I suggest. You know, it is that positivity goes into the players, helps raise their performance. And it is a vicious circle, you know, or a positive circle as it happens, you know, where the players perform well, the fans join in, the fans then reciprocate to the players, and there's that feel-good factor. I always say, doesn't win you a game, but it gives you a much better chance, I believe.
And those emotions, what success means to supporters, I guess we've seen it, particularly at Ewood Park, I'm thinking, when they stayed behind and they were still celebrating and singing and cheering. It shows how much it means to these Burnley fans, doesn't it, to do well, to succeed, to achieve their goals?
I think it shows that it is about football, about winning, about achieving. I think all fans enjoy it. I'm only interested in our fans, and they're certainly enjoying what we've done so far. It is so far, there's more to come, there's more work to come, and it's important we focus on that, which is, as I suggest, another challenge against Middlesbrough coming to Turf on Saturday.
And I suppose the bottom line is that they enjoy Saturday.
Well, they enjoy what comes next, and that is Saturday. So, you know, that's the main focus for us all. I've never go away from it because it's a reality.